Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 24 hours, not necessarily. That'd be a little bit much, but I'll be hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours as we hang out and are spread across a multitude of platforms here on YBYB. Make sure to go ahead and watch us 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And make sure, if you want to listen to us, go ahead and head on over to Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205 if you'd like to listen to us throughout these 4 hours. And make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find us. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos, the Prop King. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football double doozy that, frankly, was pretty forgettable. But damn it, it was NFL games nonetheless. Dolphins beating the Jets, Broncos handling the Bengals. Plus, Nick will give us his thoughts on the report about Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks with a hamstring injury. We'll get into all of that throughout this hour and as well at the top of the next hour. But as always, if you miss anything across these, you search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts if you miss us in podcast form. Of course, like I say that we're going to be on for 24 hours. I meant to say 4 hours. The internet's now trying to bug out. We got playoff baseball going on. Like, what could go wrong at the start of this show as we get back into the groove of things here, as always? But make sure you go ahead and check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get those podcasts. We have three guests who will be joining us across these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth returns to us here on You Better You Bet. Obviously, Schlereth did a great job as a color commentator for NFL on Fox, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. We're going to recap everything we saw in week 4 in the National Football League. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio host Chris Mad Dog Russo, the legend Mad Dog Russo, will be joining us here on You Better You Bet. Of course, you hear his show on Sirius XM. You see him on ESPN First Take. We're talking Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL. Maybe we'll hit him with this Lamar Jackson news. What are his expectations for the Ravens going forward if Lamar has to miss these next few weeks? We got Mad Dog joining us to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then at 6:20 Eastern, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet, co-host of the Deep Dive podcast, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, returns to us for his weekly spot on a Tuesday to give out some early looks, some best bets for Week 5 in the NFL, which begins Thursday night with the Niners and the Rams. But before we go any further here with the news of the day, wanted to talk about this Padres-Cubs game that's about to get underway in about 4 minutes. We got Nick Pivetta versus Matthew Boyd. I like Chicago in this game. I bet minus 110 last night. I believe we're now out to around minus 120. I even see some minus 125. BetMGM is minus 130, so a lot of interest coming in on the Cubs. I just think that Matthew Boyd's magical season is going to continue. Like, this guy, not really that highly thought of, but this year, he's been really, really strong. And they're going up against a dangerous lineup in San Diego, but I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not buying the Padres. I'm buying the Cubs in this series and in this game. So I think the Cubs lineup that has cooled off a little bit, I think, can crank up, because we saw what's in them in the first half of the season and into the summer months as well. I think that lineup comes alive, and I do think Matthew Boyd gets it done in game one. So I like the Cubs at minus 110. It's now out to minus 130. I just think the Chicago Cubs are going to win the series. So if you missed the price for today, maybe you just bet them to win the series at a better price and you sweat the game out today and tomorrow. But I do want to bring on our guys, Jay Kasson, Tyler Morales, to get their bets for today's game before we get underway here in a few minutes. We'll begin with the birthday boy, our baseball aficionado, Jake Kasson. Jake, happy birthday. How we doing today? And who do you like today in this Padres-Cubs matchup?
Well, first of all, thank you. And yeah, anytime you can have a middle 20s birthday on a Tuesday, you got to do it. Always said that. but as far as the game, I'm Oppo you. We're going to go Oppo Taco Femi, mano y mano. I like the Padres. I'll take the plus money. I think this should be still a pick. Everybody's betting the Cubs. Okay. I'm not a Matthew Boyd guy. I know Nick Pivetta has not been great on the road. I do think he's the better pitcher, though. I think the Padres have the better lineup, the more consistent lineup, and I think they have the better manager. So I'll go with them. And if anybody wants to place a futures, there's 150-1 on Jackson Merrill World Series MVP out there. Just saying.
Hello.
Just saying.
The Padres. Here we go again in October. I thought you were off of this team. I mean, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to bet, you know, the sub 10-1 for the World Series, but you give me triple digits. You give me 150 on Jackson Merrill, who I think is a stud. Yeah, I'm gonna take a little nibble. I'm gonna take a little bit of a little gander.
Jake going with the triple digits on Jackson Merrill to win World Series MVP. Tyler, what do you like in this afternoon's matchup, Padres at the Cubbies?
So, Femi, I actually agree with you. I like the Cubs in this game. And one reason why, I think they can get to Nick Pivetta early. They have great splits against them. They bat 306, four home runs, 12 RBI. So they hit him pretty well. So I like the Cubs in this game. I think their lineup's going to carry them pretty far into this postseason. I don't know if they're going to beat the Brewers. I expect them to beat the Padres. But I think the world of this lineup. So I like the Cubs here. And two home run bets I placed. I have PCA, P. Crow Armstrong to hit a home run parlay with Ty Simpson to win the Heisman. It's like 80-1. And then Dansby Swanson to hit a home run, also parlayed with Ty Simpson to win the Heisman. So it's that time of the year. We're trying to build the Ty Simpson bucket. So let's get a couple home runs here. I like the Cubs a lot. I really do. If Cade Horton was pitching and he was healthy, I probably would have liked him to make the NLCS. But he's not, so I like the Cubs to win the series.
There we go. Rocking with the Cubs to win the series. I also like the Cubs to win the series as well, but I like them in today's game. So let's get off to a good start. So myself and Tyler against the birthday boy, our baseball aficionado, Jay Kasson. We will see how things unfold over the course of the show here. But first pitch in about 30 seconds from Wrigley Field. And we got playoff baseball underway as we have a really fun game going on right now. Not fun for me, somebody who bet the Cleveland Guardians series price. But we'll see how this one unfolds as we're in the top of the eighth between the Tigers and the Guardians in game one of this best of three series. Of course, everybody knows Cleveland came from the clouds to steal the division from Detroit. So they're hosting this three-game wildcard series. But Detroit has the 2-1 lead. Skubal has been Skubal. The guy's a monster, and he lives for these moments. He's been really, really good. Gavin Williams was pretty good as well for Cleveland, but Skubal just a little bit better, as he's probably going to win a second Cy Young around Thanksgiving later on in a couple of months here. But Detroit holding on to the lead, and the Guardians, rather, have six outs to go ahead and get this bad boy done. Like, I would like for them to steal this Skubal game, because you know what? If they win this one, hard to not believe that they're going to go ahead and advance to the ALDS. Winner of this series, by the way, gets to take on my Seattle Mariners in the ALDS. All right, we'll keep you updated on that game in Cleveland, as well as what's going on just now in Chicago between the Padres and the Cubs. But let's get into the big news of the day in the world of sports, and it's from the National Football League. And usually on a Tuesday, this opening segment, we talk about the Monday Night Football game. We'll get into that in a little bit later on in the next segment in about 10 minutes, but we have to start with this news out of Baltimore. And this report coming from Brian Wacker, the Ravens beat reporter from the Baltimore Sun, that Lamar Jackson is likely to miss this Sunday's game when the Ravens host the Houston Texans and could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks with the hamstring injury that he suffered in the second half of their loss to the Kansas City Chiefs 37-20 this past Sunday. That is a massive, massive blow to this Ravens team that's already up against it, sitting here at 1-3. Now, as we said yesterday on the show, you could easily point to the losses of the Ravens and say, well, you know, they lost to the Bills, they lost to the Lions, they lost to the Chiefs, teams that we all think very highly of, teams that our expectations are will be playing deep into the month of January. But like, you, now that you're 1-3, because it doesn't matter who you lost to, it just matters that you lost those games. Like, you're going to have Cooper Rush potentially for the next three games, three very important games on the schedule for the Baltimore Ravens. So obviously this upcoming Sunday, hosting the Houston Texans, then the next week they host the Los Angeles Rams. That's not easy. The Rams, of course, having won the division last year in the NFC West. Then they get a much needed bye week. Like, the bye could not come at a better time for the Baltimore Ravens. So a couple of home games, bye week, and then they host the Chicago Bears. I mean, this to me feels like the Ravens are kind of that season from hell team. Every year we get one of these. Last year it was the 49ers that were that team, and everybody kept trying to catch the falling knife on the 49ers, where it's like, oh, when they get this guy back and this guy back, they'll be able to do all these things and all that. And I'm like, maybe. And obviously on this show, we were very much team Ramily. They ended up getting it done. But for the Ravens this year, I mean, think about the injuries that they have over this next few weeks. Obviously, Lamar, if he's out for these 2 to 3 weeks, if we're to believe the reporting, that's a massive blow. That's the most important player on the team by far. But you already have Nnamdi Madubuike, their defensive tackle. He's out for the season with the neck injury. Marlon Humphrey, multiple weeks with a hamstring injury. Their cornerback, their linebacker, Roquan Smith, potentially multiple weeks with a hamstring injury. And we don't even know the statuses for guys like Nate Wiggins and others who got banged up in the loss to the Chiefs. Like, this could be really, really bad for Baltimore. And it feels like to me this year, because Ravens fans have quietly kind of been saying, hey, what's John Harbaugh doing? Is he the right guy to get us over the hump? Well, John Harbaugh, we're officially watching you. Like, all eyeballs are now on John Harbaugh, because if they're to save their season over these next few weeks, he's going to have to push all the right buttons. This is a very pivotal year for the Ravens head coach. Like, he's been with the team since 08. They won the Super Bowl back in 2012. They've been a winning team for the most part during his tenure. But going into the season, we all were wondering, can this team get over the hump? Can they win multiple playoff games? Well, despite this Lamar Jackson injury, I still think the expectations for the Ravens are to win multiple playoff games this year. Whether that's wild card divisional, get to the AFC title game, or it's divisional AFC title game and get to the Super Bowl. They need to win multiple playoff games. Otherwise, based on the temperature kind of raising in Baltimore and the pressure cooker kind of getting cranked up a little bit, I think John Harbaugh might be on the hot seat this season, to where they might be looking to move on from him. I mean, Andy Reid was once fired by the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, this is not out of the realm of possibility. So I think right now for Harbaugh, it has now turned into, all right, buddy, time for you to earn your check. Time for you to show us why you're that guy who needs to lead our team going forward. And he's going to need a lot of help from a defense that's been terrible. Like, the Ravens defense has been awful so far this season. And now they're banged up, in addition to, of course, the most important player, Lamar Jackson, potentially missing these next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, as for the betting markets that are impacted by this news, I mean, obviously the primary one is this Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. Houston right now at most sportsbooks are out to a 2.5 point favorite, because we talked about this game. Remember, yesterday we said, all right, like, let's see what happens with Lamar Jackson. If we get some more information, maybe on Wednesday with his hamstring, that's going to dictate where we go. And this number opened 9.5, got down to 6.5. It's kind of a halfway number. Yesterday during the show, we're down to 4.5. And now today, we've gone all the way out to Houston as this 2.5-point favorite. And it wouldn't shock me that whenever we get some sort of like solid news, some sort of official news, that maybe this ends up closing Houston -3 on the road with Cooper Rush as the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. The total, obviously, is down to 40.5 as opposed to what it was 45.5 when this game first opened. Like, this is a massive, massive deal. And it also sets up, I mean, on this show, you already know where we're going with this one, at least from my perspective. It does set up for a potential fallen hero spot. Like, that is a potential of this Lamar injury to where at least maybe in week 5 against Houston, who, oh, by the way, is not very good. Like, they beat the Titans, and the Titans are terrible. But, like, Houston has been bad so far this season. Now having to win, that's the expectation on the road in Baltimore? Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Ravens could pull off that upset. So, clearly, that is a market that will be impacted. I tend to lean towards the fallen hero spot, but let's get more clarification on the other guys who are on the Ravens injury report before we dive in fully on this game. In terms of the secondary markets, I mean, you got to look at the division, right? The AFC North over at BetMGM, the Ravens are still the favorites at -150. Pittsburgh is +200. Cincinnati and Cleveland, we can toss out. Like, Cincinnati, we're going to get to them in the next segment. They're at 10-1. Please, that's not ever happening. Cleveland, their eyes are on 2026. That's not happening at 16-1. Pittsburgh, however, you could make the argument +200 for them to win the division. I don't want to bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would much rather wait and hope that the Ravens can keep the ship afloat and bet the Baltimore Ravens at a plus money price in a few weeks. Would not surprise me if we get to the bye week and the Steelers are now your favorites. But if you look at that schedule, and we can outline that in the next segment and throughout the rest of this show here on this Tuesday, it's a pretty advantageous setup for Baltimore as opposed to what Pittsburgh has lying ahead in this 2025 season. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. We'll get to the top headlines and update you on what's going on in Major League Baseball next on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Femi at BetBuffet hanging with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the breaking news out of Baltimore from earlier this afternoon. Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks. That is according to Brian Wacker of the Baltimore Sun, who reported that earlier this afternoon. Obviously, the betting market has since reacted to said news. Houston now out to a 2.5-point favorite in the Sunday's game on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. So Nick will talk about that, as well as last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader. And I'm assuming he's going to talk about some other news from the AFC North as it pertains to a quarterback, not in Baltimore, but in Cleveland, because this news just came down about a few minutes ago while we were in the break. Per CBS Sports' Matt Zenitz, covers the NFL and college football for CBS, Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel is expected to start Sunday when the Browns take on the Vikings over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That is the early international game come this Sunday. But Dylan Gabriel is expected to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns per Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports. We have not seen anything from any of the main NFL insiders, but just wanted to get that news out there now. The betting market currently is reacting because I'm seeing some prominent sports books push Vikings out to 4.5. I still see 3.5s at a bunch of other sports books. There's even a 3 out there at a pretty sharp sports book here in Las Vegas. So we're kind of all over the map in terms of the betting market with this game. But Dylan Gabriel, according to Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports, is expected to get his first NFL start against the Minnesota Vikings and Brian Flores and that defense overseas at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday, Nick and I, when discussing NFL Week 5 games that we like. And I said, hey, like, what do you think about maybe Gabriel being the guy at quarterback? We didn't know if they would do it for this particular spot, but it sounds like the Browns are going to do it in this spot as they have had enough of Joe Flacco through 4 games. And hey, hard to blame them when you watch that Cleveland Browns offense, especially when you look at how their defense is playing as well. So that's the latest out of Cleveland. We'll continue to update you guys on that story as we continue to get some more information on that one. But just CBS Sports reporting that Dylan Gabriel expected to be the starter on Sunday for the Browns against Minnesota. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern time, is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, a lot going on in sports today, buddy. How we doing?
We're doing good, Femi, and you know the old saying, if you have 4 quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks.
I mean, we're just going down the line, aren't we? Like, it's just Flacco for 4, here's Gabriel for probably like 6 to 8, here's Shador on the back end. Like, what's going on? I don't know. And they all probably are terrible, to be quite honest.
And let's be honest, all offseason, all we talked about is how atrocious this Cleveland Browns quarterback room was, and the Browns just marched forward with it. Like, oh, Kevin Stefanski can fix anything. Clearly he can't.
No. And they're honestly, they're wasting like a really good defense. Like, that defense was playing for a contender, we'd be talking about them as like, whoa, one of the best units in the league. But instead, here, can you defend for 35 to 40 minutes a game? Because our offense is not going to do anything. So good luck. And we saw the dam break this past Sunday against Detroit. But outside of that game, they've been shutting everyone down. But unfortunately, it's going to all go to waste with these quarterbacks. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, you look at the way this team is set up now, and I'll give them credit because I didn't think they'd be anything. But like you said, they have a really good defense. They could win ugly games if they had, you know, with Judkins on the ground, 12 personnel there with Fannin and Njoku. They're set up to do something if they just had just serviceable play at quarterback.
Yeah, like the Browns, I think, would win 8 games with a bad offense.
Yeah.
The offense is not even bad. It's that horrendous. Like this is something that you should not have to watch. TVMA when the Browns offense is on the field. That's how bad it is. But it's unfortunate. But hey, that's the NFL sometimes. Can't always have what you want, right? But let's go ahead and get into what is pressing on today's docket. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Well, Femi, the Broncos can have what they want, at least last night, because they cruised to a 28-3 win over the Cincinnati Bengals, evening their season record at 2-2. Bo Nix, a huge day, accounting for 3 touchdowns and over 300 yards passing. Bengals offense, a complete no-show, just 159 yards in totality. Ja'Marr Chase, visibly frustrated on the sidelines. Femi, he even talked about it after the game. Femi, certainly a lot of questions about the Bengals as they march forward without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, man, this Bengals team, whew, they look brutal, and they got destroyed last night. Like, this was one of those games where the box score might have been kind to the Cincinnati Bengals, and the box score was that lopsided. Like, watching it, just like watching the game, they had no chance. No chance in hell of beating the Denver Broncos. And going in, I didn't think that was the case. I thought Denver was going to win, of course, just like any other person who watches football and who bets on sports. But like, I didn't think it was going to look like that. I mean, 159 total yards compared to Denver's 512. This was just a TKO in the second round. Absolutely done. did not matter. And this isn't a game where, honestly, like watching it, like, because obviously Cincinnati's going to get a lot of the criticism for this game with based on how they played. And I know Jamar Chase said, hey, like, we didn't want it bad enough last night. Like, we weren't that good. We didn't want it bad enough. We weren't dialed in. And everyone's wondering, hey, is Chase getting enough targets? What's going on? What's happening here with this Bengals team? I mean, the offensive line is terrible. And also, there's instances where their head coach, Zach Taylor, is like, all right, well, it's 3rd-and-2. Let's go empty, 5 wide with this terrible offensive line. And let's see how this goes. It's like, man, you don't want to put a running back there to help protect. You don't want to do any of that stuff. So, like, partially, I blame the personnel, but also the coaching. I've never really been a big Zach Taylor fan. I feel like he's kind of just been getting carried by Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow's brilliance. And now that Burrow's not there, we're seeing what Zach Taylor is up to. And it's nothing special. It's nothing good. And we're talking about guys being on the hot seat, like John Harbaugh, we're watching you. Zach Taylor's squarely on the hot seat. And I'm assuming Zach Taylor's going to get fired at the end of this season. And I'm saying that while knowing the Browns, they're cheap. Mike Brown, like, he is not an owner that wants to be paying multiple coaches, but I don't know how you justify bringing this dude back. It's been way too long, his time on the job, and I think it's time to actually make a move, unless the team turns things around with Jake Browning at quarterback. Now, on the flip side of the coin, for the Denver Broncos, on the box score, like we said, hey, it looks great. The team was really good. Defensively, they were really good. Offensively, I don't know how you don't watch that game and still have questions about Bo Nix. Like, he's making some boneheaded throws, some throws where he's spraying the ball all over the field. Luckily, they're facing a terrible defense in Cincinnati, so none of that mattered. And they were going to get all these whacks at it against the Bengals because the Bengals aren't covering anybody and they're not really putting a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback. But as we've seen when Denver has played better teams, Indianapolis, the Chargers last week, that stuff can't fly. The missing guys downfield, that cost them the game against the Chargers. Like, they should have beat LA. So I don't know if I'm like, I know everyone's like, oh, like Bo Nix, wow, what a job he did. And Sean Payton yesterday is kind of doing his Bo Nix propaganda. Oh, Bo bailed me out on that one, on the touchdown throw to Sutton at the end of the first half. Like, come on, guys. Like, we all saw the game. Bo Nix is not that good. And if anything, you should have big time questions about Bo Nix going forward. So great. Denver's 2-2. Let's see them sustain this level of play going forward. My guess is, though, they're not going to be able to, because there's not a whole lot of Cincinnati left when you look at the schedule. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, it was a doubleheader last night in the NFL. And in the other game, the Miami Dolphins beat the New York Jets 27-21. You get their first win of the season. Jets fall to 0-4, but the result really wasn't the headline in this one, Femi. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill dislocates his knee and tears multiple ligaments, including his ACL. He needs to undergo surgery. He is out for the year, and even his viability for 2026 is also in doubt. This is going to be a major situation, Femi, for Hill, who's going to be 32 next year, and you have to wonder if this is the last we've seen of the Cheetah, at least as we knew him on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, and how is it not? You know, I mean, like, that injury, like, you see it happen in real time. Like, I didn't really see it in real time that it was so gruesome, but when they showed the replay the first time, and like probably the only time they showed the replay, I was like, whoa, that is a gruesome, gruesome injury. And it looks like a lot like that Nick Chubb injury that we saw a few years ago on Monday night when the Browns were taking on the Steelers. And look how long that's taken Nick Chubb to get back. And even with him on the field, he doesn't look like the Nick Chubb that we all have grown accustomed to, the guy that was running for like 1,000 yards per year. Tyreek Hill, a player who's relying on his speed and at his age, I'd be stunned if we haven't seen the best of Tyreek Hill. Like, I think it's over for him going forward. And luckily for him, he cashed out, got his big contract in Miami, got some new money as well on the back end. So, like, he's paid. He should be fine. But, man, like, that is a brutal, brutal injury for Tyreek Hill. And a brutal injury for the Miami Dolphins, too, when you look at the totality of their team. Because Tyreek Hill is the guy that tilts the field. He's the guy that opens things up for Waddle to eat. And now for Darren Waller, shout out Darren Waller, by the way, Femi's Island with Darren Waller, Bo Nix. It was a great Monday night for yours truly. And shout out to the Dolphins for covering this number. But if you watched the game, you would realize that the Jets were actually the better team outside of making horrendous mistakes. like if the Jets just played like a normal football team, as opposed to 13 penalties for 101 yards, as opposed to 3 turnovers compared to the 0 for Miami. Like, if it's just 1 turnover and like 7 penalties, I think the Jets actually win the football game. Like, I will acknowledge fully I think I was a little bit lucky with the Dolphins laying the 2.5. Dolphins, they didn't look good. The passing game, Tua, 177 yards. That's not what we're accustomed to seeing. It's supposed to be explosive offense, like the speed guys going downfield. Achane out of the backfield doing his thing. And Achane had good moments. Waller obviously implemented pretty well, but how long can you count on him with his injury history, even though he scored 2 touchdowns last night? I just would be selling Miami, and the betting market is selling Miami. Like, take a look at the point spread for their game next week against the Panthers. Think about what we know about Carolina. They just lost to New England 42-13. It is a pick'em. Like, that should tell you everything you need to know about the Miami Dolphins. This team is bad, and now they're without their star wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. We'll talk more about the Jets over the course of the week here, because there's not enough to unpack with that clown show going on there with gangrene. But for Miami, that's the big story. And the big story is that this is going to be one of the worst teams in the league, and it's probably going to be the last few games for our guy Mike McDaniel here as the head coach of the Dolphins. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, we've got a big NFC West tilt. I cannot speak today. Coming up in week 5 as the 49ers face the Rams on Thursday Night Football. 49ers have been battling injuries all season, as we know, and GM John Lynch says that both Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall are going to be questionable on Thursday with the injuries they've been dealing with. And Femi, with the Rams playing really good football, the Niners really need everyone they can if they're going to go into Los Angeles on Thursday and grab a W.
This is a horrendous spot for the 49ers, and such a bad, bad break for them too, because, like, short week, division rival, a team that you're going to be going head-to-head with to win this NFC West. And also, you can throw Seattle in that conversation as well, as this is just like a really difficult division to begin with. But man, this is rough. And the betting market for this game, it's kind of indicating that it's unlikely that we're going to see these Niners guys come Thursday night. Like, this was around 4.5 on Sunday, 5.5 yesterday. We're now out to 6.5 at many sportsbooks. Now, BetMGM is still at 6. But if you like the Rams, time to make it legendary, because there's a few sharp sportsbooks here in Las Vegas and some other domestic sportsbooks as well that have gone out to 6.5 with the Rams being favored. I wouldn't be surprised come tomorrow or even on Thursday on game day that we touch 7, because if Purdy's going to miss this game, that's a massive blow. If Pearsall's going to miss this game, of course, that is a very massive blow. In addition to obviously Kittle and Ayuk and Bosa out for the year. Like, these are all their best players outside of Christian McCaffrey. Like, this is massive. And who knows what happens with Juwan Jennings, who got his ribs banged up on the 2-point conversion on Sunday. Like, the Niners are a walking mash unit. And having to go into LA and beat that team, a team like where like the Rams have had their number over the last couple of years, I don't like it one bit. From a betting standpoint, let's get a more clarification on the injury report, but I don't even know if I want to do the fallen hero thing with San Francisco. Like, that worked out against the Cardinals. I think this is too many fallen heroes this time. I think this is Rams or pass. It could always just be pass. Don't have to bet the game, even though it's an island game. We'll have some first TD score props as we try to keep that gravy train rolling, but I don't see myself betting the Niners, not one bit, not with that injury report that I think is on the horizon over the next 48 hours. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, we have playoff baseball. Let's give you a quick update on the games going on. Tigers are up 2-1 on the Guardians. That game has just headed to the bottom of the 9th inning. Cubs and Padres, San Diego is up 1-0, bottom 2 there. We have Yankees, Red Sox at 6 Eastern and Dodgers, Reds at 9. Femi, the interesting thing about Dodgers, Reds, if it gets to a third game, manager Dave Roberts says that Shohei Ohtani would, quote, probably start in game 3. So that is certainly something to watch in that LA Cincinnati series.
What a spectacle that would be, huh? Thursday night. I mean, all eyes on LA Thursday night. You got the Ramily taking on the Niners. You have Shohei starting a game 3 at Dodger Stadium. We've never seen Shohei pitch in the postseason before. Obviously, we saw last year him hitting and the Dodgers win the World Series, but we've never seen him on the mound in the postseason. That would be a hell of a game. And I do think we're going to get it. Like, the more I think about this series, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, breaking down our MLB playoff thoughts, especially for the wild card series, I just got a feeling that that's going 3 games. Like, that Cincinnati pitching staff is no joke. Hunter Green's going tonight. He's got big time stuff. They got Lodolo. They got so many guys on that pitching staff. I like the series total over 2.5 games, pays out plus money. That is my bet between the Reds and the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to win it, but I don't want to get all involved with like having to kind of thread that needle. Just give me the over 2.5, and then quietly, I do want to root for the Reds as somebody who is invested in other NL teams to get it done this October. On the other side, we'll get you updated on what's going on in Cleveland between the Guardians and the Tigers, and we'll set the table for the Heisman Trophy market heading into Week 6 in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to it here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging out with you guys here this Tuesday. 20 minutes from now, Nick Costos will be joining us here with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader. Lamar Jackson potentially missing the next couple of weeks with a hamstring injury for the Baltimore Ravens. But we are glued to what's going on right now in Cleveland and just like horrendous, just... a horrendous run out here for the Cleveland Guardians and Cleveland Guardians bettors. Jose Ramirez caught between third and home after the Guardians were able to get a run around third with Ramirez getting the third after the pass ball there. An errant throw to first base on what was should have been a routine ground out for Ramirez. He runs all the way around to third base with no outs. And now he just gets thrown out in between third and home. And we have a runner on first. That is Kyle Manzardo with two outs. Guardians, by the way, trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. This is not great. And yep, we can pop that one up and Detroit will win the game. So the Tigers take care of business and get the Scooble victory here, which is massive for them. Like if they don't win the Scooble game, like it's just done. But Detroit takes a series 1-0 series lead in this wild card best of three. Cleveland has to be kicking themselves after that one. As Detroit wins it 2-1, and they are now up 1-0 in the series. Once again, they get the Scooble win. We'll see what happens game two for the Cleveland Guardians. I don't know who's on the mound for game two. Guys, put it in the chat if you know who's going to be on the mound for game two tomorrow afternoon. But as it stands right now, Detroit with a 1-0 series lead, and we will see what happens coming up on Wednesday. But yeah, Cleveland not out of it. You know, I bet plus 105, thinking that they could maybe steal this Scooble start, but it'll be Casey Mize versus Tanner Bibee is the matchup that we'll have tomorrow in Cleveland as our pitching matchup. I thought Cleveland could actually get the Scooble game. Clearly, I was wrong on that one, but we'll see what happens in game two with Mize and Bibee. And then, of course, hopefully for me, rooting for a decisive game three on Thursday. So that's what's going on in Cleveland. That game is over. We do have a game going on in Chicago between the Padres and the Cubs. Padres with a 1-0 lead right now in the top of the third. So San Diego right now in control out there in Chicago, but still a lot of baseball to be played in that game with Matthew Boyd and Nick Pivetta as our pitchers between the Cubs and the Padres. But we'll talk some baseball all throughout the show, continue to update you guys on what's going on, update you guys on our bets. Me and Tyler, we're on the Cubs. Jake is on the Padres. as we're going a little Oppo Taco here in this 3 o'clock hour. Of course, we have Nick coming up in the top of the next hour in about 15 minutes. But let's talk some Heisman Trophy while we got some time here, because what a weekend it was in college football for week five. Like, that was an awesome, awesome weekend with Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, and Georgia. And for someone who loves betting the awards, obviously for me, the first thing that comes to my mind is, hey, how does this shake up the Heisman Trophy market? Now, anybody watching Saturday night probably would have understood and realized that, hey, Oregon's quarterback Dante Moore is likely going to be the favorite to win the Heisman after winning at Happy Valley. Like, that was the marquee game of the week. All eyeballs on that game, a whiteout game, a game where Penn State has an intense home field advantage. And did Moore set the world on fire? No, but he was really good in the game and has now taken over as the favorite over at BetMGM to win the Heisman Trophy. Dante Moore is plus 750. I've seen some sports books have Moore at plus 600. Now would be the worst time to bet him because we've already seen the massive move with this game last Saturday. And now also this week, Oregon has a bye. So there's no need to bet a player that will be literally not playing this upcoming Saturday. So do not bet Dante Moore, even if you like Dante Moore. I like Dante Moore quite a bit. We talked about him back in July as a Heisman Trophy guy at 25-1, at 21-1. Those bets were placed back in July on Dante Moore to win the Heisman. And he makes a lot of sense, of course. Like, the team is really good. They just won at Penn State. They're one of the best teams in the country. Some odds makers and college football bettors have them as the number one power rated team in the country. I don't know if I agree with that per se, but hey, Oregon is thought very highly of. Their win total, 11.5. They're minus 2,500 to make the CFP. We all said it after Saturday night. Based on their schedule, Oregon's probably made the CFP. And they have a really, really massive game coming up in 2 weeks when they host the Indiana Hoosiers at Autzen Stadium. And that game happens to be pitting together two Heisman frontrunners right now, because Indiana's quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, is getting a lot of pub for this award. Excuse me. Because earlier today, this morning, in addition to what we already do usually with the Heisman Trophy, we got our first Athletic Heisman Straw Poll. The Athletic puts out their poll weekly once we get to October about where things stand, and they poll college football writers, college football editors, and they kind of do the same system that the voters go through. Rank your top three. How do you have the Heisman Trophy going right now? And for the Athletic, right now, Dante Moore is your Heisman Trophy frontrunner. He got 9 of the first place votes. Fernando Mendoza got 7 first place votes. So it's Dante Moore 1, Fernando Mendoza at 2. Once again, those two guys will be facing in a couple of weeks at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Number 3 is Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia. He's obviously been a big story in college football dating back to last season, and he has a massive, massive game this Saturday on the road in Tuscaloosa to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Number 4, a little bit of an interesting curveball here. The Athletic voters went with Miami defensive end Reuben Bain Jr. Now, I know a lot of, like, football all 22 scouting types, they love Reuben Bain. Like, they say this guy is, like, he might be pound for pound the best player in college football. He got 2 of the first place votes. I don't really see it for him. Like, just looking at his stats, he has 2 sacks on the season. He's got an interception, which is really cool as well. But, like, I mean, a defensive end with 2 sacks through 4 games. Like, I don't think that's winning the Heisman Trophy. Just going to be quite honest. Like, I don't think that's winning the Heisman Trophy. Barring him doing something miraculous this Saturday against the Florida State Seminoles and also continuing to do those kinds of things the rest of the way. But Reuben Bain Jr. was number 4. And then Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer is the 5th guy right now on the list. Of course, John Mateer dealing with a hand injury as he had surgery last week. Will not be playing this Saturday, and we'll see what happens next week when they take on Texas in Red River. So that's what the Athletic Heisman Straw Poll says. And it kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse about how people who are voters or voter types are thinking about the race. Clearly, they can change their mind, and they will change their mind over the course of the next, like, 7 weeks here in college football, but just kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse about where things stand right now heading into the month of October. But I mentioned that Miami-Florida State game. That's a pretty big one because not just Reuben Bain Jr., who right now over at BetMGM and other sportsbooks is around that 65-1 price to win the Heisman Trophy. Miami's quarterback Carson Beck is at 9-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Now, Miami is a 4.5-point favorite in the game. The total is around 54. It's on the road in Tallahassee, and Florida State's coming off a bad loss to Virginia, so you'd expect that the Seminoles are going to be insanely focused for this game because, one, it's a rivalry game, and it's a really classic rivalry game, but two, they're just coming off of a loss in an island game last Friday night. Carson Beck has been pretty good this season. Now, his last game against Florida was substandard, 51.4 with his QBR. That was really bad in comparison to some of his other games so far this season, but Miami's another one of those teams that's highly thought of, high power ranking. Win total 11.5, minus 475 to make the playoff. The team success part, he's checking those boxes. Statistically, he's checking those boxes as well. He just needs to kind of have like that marquee game and that marquee moment. I know you might be able to point to the win over Notre Dame. I mean, that's kind of been a long time ago at this point. That was 4 weeks ago. This is another chance for him to do that against FSU, 7:30 Eastern in primetime to kind of remind the voters, hey, I am here, because Carson Beck didn't get like a ton of love in the Heisman Trophy straw poll. Like, he ended up finishing seventh in the poll with one first place vote behind Mateer, Jeremiah Smith, and then it was Carson Beck after that. So he's got a little bit of work to do, but he's got the opportunity with this game against Florida State on Saturday, and they have another standalone game against Louisville on a Friday night. Another big mover in the market. How about Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson? He was nails against Georgia last Saturday. Awesome performance, one of his best games of the year. And when you factor in the competition, like, that is what everybody wanted to see from Ty Simpson. He is now 10-1 over at BetMGM. Alabama's win total is 9.5. They're minus 220 to make the CFP. And now they're hosting Vanderbilt in what will be a marquee game this Saturday, Ty Simpson versus Diego Pavia. Now, Simpson can definitely win, for sure. He can win this award. Bama's 10.5. Against Vandy. The total is 56.5. I'm expecting points in that game. I just don't know if I trust Alabama, like, fully. That's my big thing with Ty Simpson, is that last year we saw Alabama around this time, Jalen Milroe and the Tide just beat Georgia. And everybody was talking about Milroe Heisman. He was your favorite. And then the next week they lost to Vandy. Now, that was in Nashville. This game will be played in Tuscaloosa. But these Kalen DeBoer teams, and this dates back to Washington, by the way, too, in these spots as big favorites, all these expectations, they usually don't fulfill those expectations. And Bama could definitely win the game. I think they're going to win on Saturday, but it wouldn't shock me if this is like a field goal game and Vandy covers and it hangs within the number the entire time. Like, these Kalen DeBoer teams don't handle the expectations very well. So I'm a little bit shaky on Ty Simpson. I understand it. The price to me seems right. He can definitely win the award. I just don't really want to buy in if I think the team, sometimes they can play up to the competition, but unfortunately, sometimes they can also play down to the competition. Pavia, now, I would never bet Diego Pavia just because, one, I don't believe in Vandy. Their win total is 7.5. I don't think they're going to make the playoff either. If they beat Alabama, well, Pavia will definitely be in this conversation. Now, the problem for him, they're 10.5 on the road this Saturday. And you look at the rest of their schedule. Like, take a look at this. They host LSU. That's a tough game. They host Missouri. They're at Texas. They host Auburn. And then they're at Tennessee to end the season in that rivalry game. There's a very good chance that this is like an 8-4 team at best. Do you really want to bet that guy at 15-1 to win the Heisman when they're probably going to be a 4-loss team? If you're really that into Diego Pavia to win the Heisman, just bet Vandy to beat Alabama at like plus 350 or 3-1. Just do that. It's not the same sexy payout as 15-1, but you at least get your money on Saturday as opposed to waiting for early December. Because if they're going to win this award, he's going to have to win games like this. The stats aren't going to do it alone. He can't just be, oh, I have all these numbers and all this stuff. No, it cannot be that. So for right now, this week, not as sexy a Heisman conversation. I don't think there's anything to do. But this time next week, ahead of Indiana, Oregon, with those two contenders going head-to-head in Mendoza and more, that's when you want to be in there betting a little bit, and we'll unfold and unpack that Heisman Trophy market after we get the results from this weekend. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader, as well as Lamar Jackson potentially missing the next 2 to 3 weeks for the Ravens.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.